Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we're being joined by Ted Hinckley, and we're going to be talking Price City Culture Connection. Ted, pleasure to have you on today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate you helping us spotlight this stuff every week. I think we're doing really, we're putting on good concerts and people that come love it. And anything we can do to get more people to come is all the better.
And, you know, you drive by the park any given Thursday over the summer and you see Culture Connections going on. And that crowd just seems to get bigger and bigger. And this year, it's been no exception. I mean, you guys have really knocked it out of the park. People loved the Bombshell Flowers. People loved last week. And now we're kind of continuing that theme of Culture Connections, of something for everybody. You may not like what was the genre that was the week before, but you're bound to find something that you're going to love. And I think that's going to be the case for a lot of people when Code Blue Revival comes to town.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to like Code Blue Revival. They've been around for a while, and it's been a while since they've come over to Carbon, but you know, definitely, so they dive into the 70s and even the 60s. I'm looking at a set list online. Wake Up Little Susie, that's like a 50s thing, but Johnny B. Good, but a lot of Simon and Garfunkel. These guys love The Boxer and Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, and you know, they love kind of that, you know, that 50s through the 70s is kind of where these guys live. It looks like they do an Elvis medley. I mean, you know, everyone loves Elvis, right?
He can't go wrong with the king at all. And I'm really excited to see that wide range of music they're going to be covering, because you got quite the songbook coming from the 50s up through the 70s. You got some very classic rock to some more modern hits, like you said, the Simon and Garfunkels. You got to love the music that they're playing. I'm personally a huge fan of the 70s, so this is an event I've had circled on my calendar ever since the schedule was first released.
Yeah, well, I'm really glad you feel that way. Sweet Caroline seems to be on their list. Everybody loves that. You know, last week we had Deborah Fotheringham and Andrew Wiscombe played incredible, like, songs they wrote themselves. They're kind of a folky thing. And they dive back into kind of more like the Neil Young and stuff. But these guys, bigger band, a little more broad, but you know, again, something for everybody. That's kind of my motto and what I try to do with Culture Connection. And so if you don't like it one week, come the next, because I'm going to, you know, I'm trying to cover all the bases for all of Price City. So,
yeah, I don't think I've ever seen two similar bands in consecutive weeks. Even throughout the season, you have just a wide variety of talent coming down. And I think it'd be interesting for the listeners to know, what's the process look like of trying to gather these bands before the season?
Well, so for me, we have a few bands that we have a relationship with that travel. The Deltas are coming later. And so you kind of figure out those traveling bands, because their dates are going to be narrow, right? And so you kind of try to lock them down. And then it's just all about, you know, okay, who's a band I'd really like to get? And you grab that band and you throw, here's three dates, and they pick one. And then there's two dates left, and it's like, okay, these are back to back, and so now I'm going to make an offer to a band that I think is quite different than that one. And so you just kind of fill the calendar. But I always start with the Deltas, and Davey and the Midnights are out of town bands that we've had a long standing relationship with. I sort of start with what they can do, and then you just start to fill in. We've always targeted the between July 4th and July 24th, we put kind of the big acts. We have Fleetwood Visions on July 10th, and we've sort of targeted that middle of July as where we put our showpiece act, if that makes any sense. But then it's just finding bands and when they can do it, and finding contrast and making the thing for the, you know, we have some loyal people that come every week, and I want it to look different every time.
And, you know, I always love getting that behind-the-scenes perspective on these, because it's a lot of things that me, as someone who's never really planned a concert series like this, never would really think of. It's always interesting to get a peek behind that curtain. Now, we've talked about the songbook that Code Blue Revival is going to be playing, but what do we know about the band itself?
So the band, they've been around for a long time, and, you know, like I say, I don't think they've been over to Carbon for 4 or 5 years, kind of led by a guy, I think he sings, John Dahl, and he plays guitars and vocals, and I think they got a couple of singers. There's a guy named Mark, who's also their singer, and... you know, for sure, I know one of their shows, I chose the Code Blue Revival thing. They do a tribute to Simon and Garfunkel, so that Simon and Garfunkel book's going to be good, you know, going to be part of what they do. And I think those John and Mark, the singers, definitely have that Simon and Garfunkel harmony down, and they're good. I mean, these guys are, you know... Lots of times here in Utah, you know, the five guys in this band, two of them might also be in another band, and one of them might be in another band. And these guys are seasoned stage professionals. They play all the time, and they're really good. And I'm excited to have them back over in Carbon. I think it's been 4 or 5 years, so...
And it's extremely exciting to have them back, because you can't really teach that stage presence. That's something that you have to get over the years of playing, and this is a group that definitely looks like it has it. Now, we'll take a quick look ahead to the July 4th special, because this one is going to be just an excellent showing. You're going to have fireworks going on in the background. You got the Groovniks and the Brennan West Band coming to town. I know that people around here love both of them.
Yeah, the Groovonics, I don't know that they've ever come to Carbon. I know them out of some work I do down, like, in southern Utah. And these guys, the Groovonics, are so fun. They play kind of your 80s and 90s, you know, not very many bands. I remember I had them on a thing, and to me they became special when they covered Fame by David Bowie. Nobody covers Fame by David Bowie, and they are a fun group. People are going to love them, and the Brennan West Band's the hardest working band around, and, you know, we're out at the fairgrounds on July 4th, and start at 7 o'clock, and the Brennan West Band will play through fireworks, and it is going to be... These are two high-energy, fun bands. They know how to play for people. Both these bands, the Groovonics, sometimes come out of a play at Wendover Casinos, and Brennan West plays a lot of bars down front. Guys that play bars, the things I like about bands that play bars, they know how to get the crowd involved.
If you can get a bar crowd involved, then you can get almost anyone involved. So it's going to be a spectacular show. And like you said, playing underneath the fireworks, it's going to be just a picturesque scene. Now, Ted, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I just want to leave them with, you know, kind of a thank you for all those who come. You know, we do quite a bit of work, and we appreciate that they're accepting it and letting it happen, and we're just thankful. But, you know, if they can tell their friends how much fun they're having coming to Culture Connection, that'd be awesome.
Ted, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Ted Hinckley, and we're talking this week's Price City Culture Connection when Code Blue Revival comes to town, bringing their 70s, 60s, and 50s hits with them. That's going to be this Thursday at 7 p.m. down in Washington Park, an event you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.